Simon & Schuster Audio presents Pretties by Scott Westerfeld, read by Emily Tremaine.
Part 1. Sleeping Beauty. Remember that the most beautiful things in the world are the most useless. John Ruskin, The Stones of Venice. 1. Criminal. Getting dressed was always the hardest part of the afternoon. The invitation to Valentino Mansion said semi-formal, but it was the semi-part that was tricky. Like a night without a party, semi opened up too many possibilities. Bad enough for boys, for whom it could mean a jacket and tie, skipping the tie with certain kinds of collars, or all white and shirt sleeves, but only on summer afternoons, or any number of long coats, waistcoats, tailcoats, kilts, or really nice sweaters. For girls, though, the definition simply exploded, as definitions usually did here in New Pretty Town. Tally almost preferred formal white tie or black tie parties. The clothes were less comfortable, and the parties no fun until everyone got drunk. But at least you didn't have to think so hard about getting dressed. Semi-formal. Semi-formal, she said, her eyes drifting over the expanse of her open closet, the carousel stuttering back and forth as it tried to keep up with Tally's random eye mouse clicks, setting clothes swaying on their hangers. Yes, semi was definitely a bogus word. Is it even a word? Tally asked aloud. Semi? It felt strange in her mouth, which was as dry as cotton because of last night. Only half of one, the room said, probably thinking it was clever. Figures, Tally muttered. She collapsed back onto her bed and stared up at the ceiling, feeling the room threaten to spin a little. It didn't seem fair, having to get worked up over half a word. Make it go away, she said. The room misunderstood and slid shut the wall over her closet. Tally didn't have the strength to explain that she'd really meant her hangover, which was sprawled in her head like an overweight cat, sullen and squishy and disinclined to budge. Last night.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?